Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise at 7:40 this morning. We're going to hear about the Sealance Grove pool and the past and the bright future of that pool and what's happening in the present. But first, we're going to visit another section of Sealance Grove. Helen Walter is here and president of the Sealance Grove Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, I am.
Boy,
thank
welcome
you.
Aboard. So glad to see you, and thanks for coming in. First visitor on Sunrise in the studios in a while. How do you like Joe's little plastic sheeting
area?
Oh,
it's wonderful.
He likes that there. Uh-huh. And we turn extra air. He's right below the vent. He turns that vent above your head on high, and we beef it up with a little extra oxygen, too. So welcome aboard. Antiques on the Avenue is this Sunday.
Yes, so, it is.
Well, and just the fact that you are having it is 1% noteworthy, you know, in this day
Absolutely.
And age.
Absolutely.
So tell us, first of all, set the scene, always clarify precisely what the Sealance Grove Chamber does, because that's separate than some of the other good groups that are
right.
pushing
Sealance
ahead.
Grove Area Chamber of Commerce, we're the business community, basically. We support the businesses, encourage them, promote them. We are a 501c6 organization, which means we have the privilege of being able to promote our members. So we can promote them. In fact, if you check out our Discover Sealance Grove Facebook page, you'll see we've been having a fabulous couple of months promoting our businesses in Sealance Grove, highlighting each one with pictures, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and I remember you were pushing and making sure that when Snyder County went green, that you were present and accounted for at midnight when that
yes,
moment
we were.
Occurred.
It was fun.
Well, you got some good TV publicity out
yes,
of it,
we
too.
Did.
The local TV station, certainly, as we did, thought that was noteworthy. And Dwayne had his barber shop open
yes.
in the early morning there, taking good care of customers. He said he had some takers for a 1 a.m. haircut. So.
Oh, he was like nonstop for hours and days. Very, very busy.
Isn't that funny? 1 a.m. When's your appointment? 1. Oh, really? In the middle of the afternoon? No. 1 a.m.
I was funny. Desperate enough, I would have had my hair colored at 1 a.m. at
well,
that point.
That's true. Yeah, my lovely bride was having a meltdown there for a while. Okay, so 31st Annual Antiques on the Avenue is this Sunday. Tell
it
me all about that.
It is, and I was determined we do not want to cancel this. It's an outdoor antiques market, basically. We have close to 30 vendors this year, and we have moved the location because Susquehanna University is closed for the summer. All events are canceled there, including outside events. We had been having it on the University Avenue for many, many years, and Susquehanna was so gracious to host us with providing electricity and tables and chairs and all kind of wonderful support items. But because they're closed, we had to find a temporary new location for this year. So the Sealance Grove Area School District very graciously offered us a parking lot to use. So we will be on the intermediate school, the bus parking lot, which is the back parking lot. So there's plenty of room to park in the front parking lot and just walk around behind the building, or you can park over on Magnolia Avenue. This parking lot, our location is right off Magnolia Avenue, so kind of between the football field and the intermediate school.
Right, and folks familiar with either of those facilities would know precisely where you're talking about.
And if not, just map it on your internet and your GPS.
Okay,
devices.
So you're in one of the maybe 1 acre parking lots, and you're surrounded by about 20 acres of parking lots,
Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you got plenty of parking, and not too much shade there, although there are some trees there.
Not a lot of shade, but all of our vendors will have tents, you know, pop-up tents, and I actually even take an old carpet and put it on the pavement, so on the macadam, so it's not so hot even for walking.
Of course, it's an antique carpet, I assume.
It is. It's an old, worn-out one.
All right. Well, yeah, and I just love the way Antiques on the Isle is always set up. I've been there many times, and I just think it's a fabulous event. It's an antique show in the outdoors, but there's a great community feel. Of course, a lot
exactly.
of the vendors are visitors to Sealance Grove,
yes.
but and you get a rarefied group, too. You don't get, like, tons of teenagers down there, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And it's a unique show in that it's all quality antiques. It's not a flea market. It's not a craft show. It's an antique collectible vintage show. And it's interesting the way the trends go. Right now, of course, in our area, primitive antiques, the more country look is still very, very popular. But mid-century modern's getting quite hot. So that's a lot of fun, too. And, you know, things like fiesta ware and jadeite and, you know, all kind of things. Old tools, old postcards. It's just jewelry.
Well, and, you know, as you talk about that, you are talking... Eight women in our audience just cringe, saying, "Oh, we got rid of those dishes."
You know, all those. I like to tell everybody, don't ever throw anything out, especially when. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. When you're cleaning out, you know, great grandma's estate, don't throw anything out, even from an old drawer. It looks like junk until somebody looks at it, because you could have a treasure in there. I've sold a marble. A marble
single
for over
marble.
$100.
Oh, get out of here. You
absolutely.
Never did.
You just never know.
What was unique about it?
It was the coloring. It was a Superman marble. So it was just the coloring and the make of it. You just won't believe what things are actually valuable.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Noteworthy, I suppose. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think a lot of this stuff, and some of it doesn't get given away, or it doesn't get thrown away, it gets given away to,
exactly.
You know, the sort of the community aid,
sure,
that kind of
sure.
situation. I hope they recognize the value of these things. So Antiques on the Avenue is this Sunday, 9 a.m. to
yes.
3 p.m. It's near the Sealands Grove Intermediate School in the bus parking lot. So if you're used to parking at the football stadium or the intermediate school, or the high school, or even the elementary school, you're all in a short walking
absolutely.
Distance to there. 30 vendors there, and food. So tell us about your
yes,
food.
Yes, there
folks.
Will be food. We have three different food vendors this year. Of course, with everything going on, we're not real sure what the turnout will be. We didn't want to overdo it, and but we do have a new food truck called Houtz's Sweet Treats coming. They're from the Middleburg area. We have the Pork Dude coming from the Milton area. He's been there the last couple years, does barbecued pork. It's pork and chicken. Wonderful. His significant other actually is one of our antiques vendors. And we have our own Domenico from Bella's Pizza right downtown Sealands Grove will be coming with some Italian food. And we've encouraged, of course, them all to have lots of cold drinks and water available. We won't be setting up tables for sitting down this year, just so we don't have to deal with any kind of restrictions there. And we even are providing hand sanitizers to all of our vendors. And with the antiques, they always come with a fine layer of dust, so you're protected there from touching things.
The protective layer. I know all about it. That's funny. Yeah, we have that in our attic as well. Okay, so, and Bella's Pizza, I've kept them in business one slice at a time, so I'm glad that he's going to be there with his good treats. And in the past, you did have a table set up, but you don't necessarily need that per se, and it's just a great community event.
Absolutely, and let me add, also, the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce will have... it is actually a fundraiser for the chamber, for our scholarship fund, and we'll have a small table there with our famous calendars, our Sealands Grove Memories calendars. You'll be able to pre-order the new 2021 calendars, but we always have some of the previous years. A lot of people collect those and look for them at our events at a discounted price from past years. We also have a new item this year, a little cutout wooden, like a piece of bark or piece of a tree limb that it's cut like a little round circle Christmas ornament that we're having decorated, wood burned and decorated. So we'll have those for sale for $10 each also to benefit the chamber. Really, really unique and cool item.
Who's very doing artistic. That?
Emily Brubaker, who works at First National Bank in Sealands Grove, does beautiful work. We actually we started last year as kind of a contest and did a little contest, a decorating contest, and she won that with some beautiful designs. So we hired her to decorate them, and we'll sell them already finished this year.
Good. Okay. So that could be certainly, well, just a keepsake and then maybe some collectability associated with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Same with your calendars. You say they're somewhat collectible also.
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't know if you've seen, I'm sure you've seen our Salinsgrove Memory calendars. Each year there's historic pictures throughout the calendar, and people like to be sure they have every year and go back and look at the history.
Good. Okay. Yep. I have seen those. And one, thanks for the folks who sponsor it too, so you get a little assistance there. And the Salinsgrove Chamber of Commerce, of course, you mentioned the fundraiser. You have scholarships. You're promoting the downtown and really just kind of making sure that Salinsgrove is brought up and talked about and is part of the dialogue when people are talking about business.
Yes. We're doing great in Salinsgrove.
Well, fabulous. Well, I appreciate all you're doing, and I know that there's, I haven't been to downtown Salinsgrove in almost 24 hours, so it's wonderful down there.
We're there.
Now that the Kind Cafe reopened, life is normal.
Yes.
We
and
can
BJ's.
Yes, that's true.
And Isabella. Isabella's just opened.
Well, that's
week
true.
Too.
Yeah, and you have an abundance of restaurants downtown, so you got a restaurant row there.
We have phenomenal restaurants.
And the
in
name
Salinsgrove.
Of the newest one that reopened that was in another facility. Restaurant. It was where the health food oriented, clean eating, vegan place was. It's a new restaurant.
Deo's Kitchen?
I guess that's
yes.
it. Yes.
Oh my gosh, their food is fabulous. Good. South Guatemalan, South American.
Well, if you're hungry, go to downtown Salinsgrove. You got it covered. Yeah, and I would imagine the businesses, the restaurant, probably don't have quite as many customers as they would like to have without summer students here. And a lot of folks still aren't quite in the circulation mode yet. So, yeah, please avail yourself if you're looking for good places to eat downtown Salinsgrove. Well, Salinsgrove Chamber of Commerce president. How long have you been president of the chamber?
A few years.
A couple years.
I've lost track.
As we say in Northumberland, a couple to two. 3 years.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Helen Walter. Just really making sure that Salinsgrove gets the promotion it deserves. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. We'll see you Sunday.
Your website, your Discover Salinsgrove.
DiscoverSalinsgrove.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.